Six people have died on roads here over the weekend. Jean MacDonald from County Cavan and Dara Maguire from County Fermanagh when their rally car hit a wall in County Sligo yesterday. A 41-year-old man walking when he was struck by a car in Burgess West in County Tipperary last night. A 19-year-old man originally from Poland and living in Dundrum in County Tipperary in a two-car collision on the N24 in Ballycastine on Saturday night. 57-year-old Kieran Keating, brother of singer Ronan Keating, in a collision involving two cars on the N5 near Swinford on Saturday afternoon, and a man in his 60s when his car struck a ditch in Tuban in County Donegal on Friday afternoon. Jim Riley of the County Cavan Motor Club paid tribute to the two men killed in County Sligo.
Well, firstly, I'd like to just say on behalf of County Cavan Motor Club, I'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to both families. We here in the club, the local community and the motorsport fraternity in general are very deeply shocked by yesterday's event. The two boys were very well liked, very well known, very experienced competitors. It's a shock to us what happened. There is two investigations ongoing, one by Motorsport Ireland and one by the Gardaí. And hopefully the outcome of them investigations will give us and the family some answers to what happened yesterday.
And Jim, both men well known in your club and in the rally circles.
Yes, and both men would have competed at events all over the country, from local events to one of the biggest that would be regarded in the country would be the Donegal International Rally. So very, very experienced. The event in general yesterday, it happened on stage 6, so the crews would have travelled and rallied on that route on the first loop. They were back in service and were going out again to do stages 4, 5 and 6. I was talking to the pair at service out just before they headed out, and we were both very happy. Both left with smiling faces on them, and all was going well at that stage yesterday. Naturally enough, then, when we got a phone call not long afterwards, and the outcome is what it is at the minute. And there was a lot of club members down at the Sligo event yesterday, working on the event, marshalling at the event, stewarding at the event, doing official roles at the event.
That's Jim Riley of the County Cavan Motor Club paying tribute to Jean MacDonald and Dara Maguire, who were killed when their rally car hit a wall in the Sligo Stages rally event yesterday. The chair of the Road Safety Authority, Liz O'Donnell, is with us now. Liz O'Donnell, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Six people, that's an awful lot of people to die on roads here in just one weekend.
Yes, of course, and it's terrible for the families and the people injured in these crashes. We're very concerned that there's, you know, we're going in the wrong direction in terms of fatal crashes. This year, 96 so far, 98 if you include the two men, the rally drivers who were killed over the weekend. So that's up 15 on the figures for last year. So that's going in the wrong direction, Gavin, and we're really concerned about it. And it was the same last year. We were up on the previous year. So what we're appealing, really, and I'm not talking about any of those individual cases over the weekend, because those are being investigated separately and individually. But generally speaking, speed, you know, we are really concerned that people are speeding in a routine way now. The Gardaí, the department, the minister and the Road Safety Authority are appealing to people to slow down and drive at the appropriate speed, drive within the speed limits. The speed limits are not targets, they're speed limits. That's the speed limit at which you're lawfully allowed to drive. We've had a very wet July, so people have to drive at the appropriate speed to allow stopping distance. That's the immediate thing. Also, it's a holiday period. People are in unfamiliar territory. They're driving on roads that they're not familiar with. Enforcement is important, and I'm meeting the commissioner quite soon actually to talk about the upward trend in road deaths. We're particularly concerned about pedestrian deaths. Drivers have a duty of care to themselves, you know, for their passengers, first of all, and also to other road users. You have a duty of care to not use your mobile phone, to drive at an appropriate speed, to make sure your passengers, in particular, have their seatbelts on. So all of these are killer behaviours that we are constantly trying to get across to people. And drivers in particular have a particular duty of care if they are driving to the passengers in their cars and to pedestrians. 22 pedestrians have died on the road this year. That's really dreadful. I mean, it's up 15. It was 15 pedestrians in 2022. So that's an increase in pedestrian death. And also 129 people have been seriously injured as pedestrians this year. So you can't forget about the serious injuries yes. and, you know, the lifelong injuries that people are suffering.
An increase in the number of people dying on roads this year, an increase last year too.
Yeah.
Do we know why?
Well, it's, you know, things don't change. It's, well, first of all, the economy is back in full throttle. There's more cars on the road. People are driving to work. They're driving to college. There's more cars on the road. But also people are speeding. And our research and our surveys are showing that people are routinely breaking the speed limits. Now, the minister last year moved by increasing the fines for these behaviours. And she may well, or he may well now, have to look at penalty points. Enforcement is important, but also the technology that the Gardaí use, the Go Safe vans and average speed cameras, go a long way towards helping to prevent these horrible fatal crashes. And we're completely conscious that, one fatal crash is a disaster for a family and a community. And, you know, so many people can be impacted by the 6 deaths this weekend. You know, so many, hundreds of people are being affected by those fatal crashes. So I would just appeal at this time in the summer for people to slow down. I think it's the most important thing that we can ask people to do. Slow down, because whatever happens, if you're speeding, if you're going too fast, you have more of a chance of killing somebody and yourself. So please, please slow down. That's our main message this time. In 2 weeks' time, we're having a mid-year review. Gardaí, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and the Road Safety Authority will be coming out with our figures and our trends. One trend that we've noticed is that there are some counties that are having more fatal crashes than others. Some counties that are having more pedestrian deaths. And in Cork, for example, that's an example in case where we're liaising with the local Gardaí and with the local authorities to look at, you know, some of these towns are congested, and that's where fatal crashes have happened, in those congested towns where pedestrians are at risk while crossing the road. And also in Galway and Mayo, for example, where figures are up, extensively in Galway and Mayo. Mayo 9 up and Galway 7 more than last year. There's a young cohort here. So we're retargeting, we're looking at ways at which we can intervene to get the message across to young drivers.
Liz O'Donnell, thank you for speaking to us. Liz O'Donnell is Chair of the Road Safety Authority.